With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles defeated Sharondo 41-21 in the second round of the playoffs to advance to the regional final. The Eagles trailed 21-14 in the first half, but in the second half, the defense and rushing attack took over.
Lipscomb running to the right side, cuts it up the seam, down inside the 30, the 20, the 15. It's a foot race to the corner of the end zone. He is in for the touchdown. Stanford Lipscomb takes it in from 42 yards out. GW has ripped off 16 unanswered. They lead 30-21 with 6:55 to go in the third quarter.
Alex Brandon also had a monster night for GW.
Brandon runs straight ahead through a big hole, the 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown. Alex Brandon said, game. The GW Eagles are going to advance to the regional final as Brandon puts the Eagles in front by 3 scores, 40-21 with 5:05 to play.
Brandon finished with 167 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Lipscomb had 201 total yards of offense and 2 touchdowns. GW head coach Nick Anderson was proud of his team after the win.
How about them, brother? They played hard tonight, you know, being down at halftime once again. There's no quit. They keep fighting. And we'd like to be up at halftime. That'd be nice. They just keep fighting, man. I'm in love with all these kids, and it's a pleasure to coach them.
GW is now 11-1 and will host the winner of Saturday's game between Jefferson Forest and Hanley in the regional final on Friday. The Gretna Hawks won a thriller over Floyd County 56-55 to advance to the regional final. Floyd County went for a fake extra point that was broken up by Gretna with 1:21 to play. Quarterback Rayshawn Logan had over 350 yards of total offense, while Khalil Waller rushed for 254 yards for the Hawks. Gretna head coach Sean Miller tipped his cap to Floyd County after the game.
They didn't make one last play. That's all I can say, man, because they had an opportunity, even with the fake. I think the kid went the wrong way. But, shout out to Floyd, man, because they took every punch we threw at them. We took every punch that they threw at us. And I think we just made one more play than they did.
Gretna is now 10-2 on the season. The win sets up a rematch of last season's regional championship game as the Hawks will visit Glenver on Friday. The Hawks will be looking for payback as they fell to Glenver in that game last season 30-8. In other playoff action tonight, Magna Vista whacked Carroll County 64-28. The Warriors are now 11-1 overall and will host Lord Botetourt in the regional championship on Friday. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.